And welcome to season 9, episode 26 of Swimming with the Fish. I am Crutch. It is a warm, wet Maryland day that we're doing this recording. Hope you're all having a wonderful time wherever you are. I am, as always, joined by the Chief and the Goon. Everybody tonight has a story. We're going to start with the Chief. How are you, Chief?
I have been better.
What's going on, man?
I've been attacked by the red paper wasps of eastern Texas. They're nasty.
Not to be confused with those red paper wasps of western Texas, you know.
Do they wear like little cowboy hats?
And ascots.
Great big long sharp spurs.
That go jingle, jingle, jingle?
No.
Okay.
But they're painful, and I'm in pain.
We appreciate your pain, and we appreciate the fact that you're willing to share your pain with us on Swimming with the Fish.
Because that's the kind of friends we are.
Absolutely. We don't revel in your pain.
But we're trying to work with through it.
Absolutely. I'm empathizing.
I don't think that's what's happening, but okay.
So how did this happen to you?
I was walking, and they're like, not this half Negro, and decided they were going to.
Holy jumping jackrabbits, that's scary looking. Yes, folks, I will be including this picture. That's nasty is what that is.
Yeah, so.
And he looks like he has an attitude.
They do. They are incredibly aggressive if you go next to their nest, and I didn't know it because they like to build in corners, so I didn't see the corner, and I didn't see it until I saw just my vision change, and I was like, oh. So of course I start flailing, and wherever they landed they immediately stung, and their stingers not only break through the skin but cause bleeding, and so I'm like, I get hit in the arm, and I was like, this is ridiculous. And then I got hit in the face, and I was like, "This, I've never been stung in the face before."
Yeah, that's never fun.
And it was right above my lips. So when the swelling, I was like, yep, I'm going to be looking pretty.
So you got a Kardashian.
Yes. Once the pain and everything subsides, we'll see if it was all worth it.
You'll be beautiful.
We'll hardly recognize you.
I know. At which point he'll get his own show and we'll be left on the sidelines.
Let's be honest. He's the one with the best shot of a solo career anyway.
Oh, heck yeah. Yeah.
I don't
truly have faces for radio here.
Because I don't know of my pseudo-human composition. Since I'm turning red, I don't know if this is part of the defense mechanism, or I'm adapting, or I'm becoming it. I don't know what's going on.
If you can you promise us one thing? If all of a sudden your shirts don't seem to fit because of the wings forming out of your back, just we would love to know, because we'll be there in no time at all.
Actually, I'll be there because I'll be able to fly.
Oh, that's true. No Southwest for him.
I know, really. I've got two flights on Southwest between now and the end of August. Holy cow, what am I thinking?
Two flights, wow.
I know.
Was that like down and back? Or?
Oh no, 6 planes total. So I have a plane to Nashville, and then a plane from Nashville to my vacation spot, and then back to Nashville, and then back home. And then later in the month, I'm flying down to Sarasota, Florida, to pay my respects.
That's right. I'd forgotten all about your Nashville excursion. Nashville's a nice airport. You'll like that.
I've heard it's really big.
Yeah, and the only disconcerting part is when you go off the end of the runway.
I'm sorry, what?
When your plane takes off at the end of the runway.
Oh, okay. That's a whole different thing.
You know,
words matter.
I'm pretty sure you knew what I meant.
I'm pretty sure I knew what you said.
Nevertheless, when your plane takes off at the end of the runway,
yes,
it better continue to fly because it's a cliff.
Oh, lovely.
Well, we got to see that in West Virginia as well.
Yeah, it's not that big a cliff, but it's big enough.
It's not like Dover.
No.
Okay.
No, but it's still not going to end well.
It'll end well. Oh, my gosh.
Just remember this, Crutch.
Yes, sir.
When you go to pay your respects.
Yes, sir.
Make sure that, you know, when you're standing there and someone asks you, sir, have you paid your respects? You got to say, yes, sir. Check is in the mail.
Check is in the mail. Okay.
Yeah. Do you know which old movie that is from?
Oh, my gosh. Wait a second. Somebody marked the date and time. The chief is quoting old movies now.
I'm sorry.
It must be the Stings. It's the Venom.
Makes you smarter. gives you knowledge beyond your physical lifetime.
I see a Marvel comic coming out of this. I'm sorry. I don't know what movie that is from, but it sounds familiar.
Nor do I.
It would be the wise words of Jack Burton of Big Trouble in Little China.
God, that's a Trouble in Little China. I love that movie.
A great movie, and it has that wonderful actress in it.
The one with the green eyes?
Yes.
Oh, wait, there's two girls in the movie that have green
eyes. There's two girls with the green eyes, and they're both pretty.
Right. Didn't one of them end up on Sex and the City?
Yes.
That's what I thought. Okay.
She was the friendly one.
That's a nice word for it. Friendly is a nice word for that.
Yeah. Most commonly known as harlot.
Tramp, yeah. Strumpet, something like
that. Yeah, pretty much. Strumpet, there's a word you don't hear very often.
I thought that was something you played in the band. Although I know there was a couple girls in the band that we played like strumpets. So, yeah.
I just knew you were going there.
Of course.
Why did you say that? It was like, oh no, here it comes.
It's too easy. I'm just going to play T-ball. I'm going to hit it.
So this...
that's what it's from?
I want to thank you all for encouraging Yankee Swamp Fox to pick on me for my dietary choices.
Oh,
I care about you, Grant.
That's right. We care about you, and he cares about you to excess.
He said, I believe the quote was something like, when his legs fall off, he'll be on a little cart like Eddie Murphy in Trading Places.
Yes, there you go.
And I believe in that movie, Eddie Murphy yelled at a pretty young woman, hey, baby, once you have a man with no legs, you'll never go back.
Exactly. Oh, let's see here. I actually found the email. Here we go.
go ahead. You're welcome to read it.
Yeah. Crutch and Chief, thanks for trying to keep on Goon about watching his diet. If he doesn't want to listen, we can all point and say, told you so, when the diabetes causes his feet to rot off and he's pushing himself around on a cart like Eddie Murphy in Trading Places. His choice, he's a big boy now.
Yeah.
And by that very definition, he doesn't think you are. So.
Yeah. Well, this weekend, I was carting my old grill to the transfer station. Sorry, I was trying to think of the People's Republic word for the dump.
Let's see, the glorious refuge of our proletariat.
Or something like that, yeah. And I believe we talked about that I have a new gas grill, which I've tried out, and it works, and it's fun once I get to, you know, learn to use it a little better.
There's something that I'll be able to just fire up the heat, do your cooking, turn it off, and... you know, not lament the fact that you've got the most beautiful red coals and nothing to cook with them. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, the The interesting thing is, if you go onto YouTube and you look for cooking a hamburger on a gas grill,
mm-hmm.
there's lots of conflicting instructions.
Sure.
So if you talk to who is the guy that the famous celebrity chef that yells at everybody while he's cooking?
Oh, the British guy.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he does the F word, which a means lot. Food, right?
Right, sure. Yeah. Well, he also makes the world's runniest scrambled eggs. They almost make me gag, so I don't trust him.
Well, he said that you heat your grill to like 800 degrees.
Right.
And Weber says 400. So I went with 400, and the burgers I thought I was making medium rare were closer to rare. But at least I know what that's going to do now.
Gordon Ramsay.
Gordon Ramsay. Thank you. Yes.
Yes. I literally just put in yelling chef.
It was better than mine. But then Hurricane helped me load the old grill into the van.
Mm-hmm.
And I took it to the transfer station. That was after she didn't know what I wanted her to do, and the lid slammed down on my thumb.
Oh.
Screaming out of the skin off my... Golly, I yelled a lot. I had to go into the garage, and she's following me, and I'm like, go away. I cannot curse at you in private if you're here.
Go ahead. That makes it at me.
This was not your fault. It was my fault for not giving you, for assuming you knew what I wanted.
Well, assuming
you wouldn't have been.
You were. I'm not going to say anything because that's just wrong. It's on my.
No, don't get me in more trouble. So anyway, I stopped to get myself a consolation prize of a coffee at Dunkin'. Oh, and on the way,
800 calories.
Right. And on the way, I was calling, this is 800 calories.
No, the frozen.
Which is actually part of the story. Sure. I called Yankee Swamp Fox to discuss the other thing in his email.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, where are you? I go, I'm at Dunkin'. And he starts cheering me out for having donuts. And I'm like, dude, I'm not having a donut. Those are like me bad for me. I'm having an iced coffee with just cream in it. And he's like, go ahead.
No, I mean, did he? But he probably railed against the cream too, right?
No. He said, that's okay. Because it kind of is. I mean, you'll get a little bit of, it'll affect your blood sugar a little with the carbohydrates in the cream.
You need to drink your coffee black.
And the milk. You know, milk itself has a little sugar in it. But they don't put very much in. And so that was okay. And then he talked about the other part of that email, which sort of links to Chief's problem with critters. The Sicilian found a picture on the internet, I believe,
mm-hmm.
of a bear in my hometown.
Wow.
Which you have. You have that photo.
I do. I do have the photo.
And so Swamp Fox said to me, do you recognize, he goes, I recognize that porch, do you? And I look at it, and it is the porch of the home I grew up in. And I mean, it's unmistakable. Right, and the bear is right at the front door. And I'm like, oh, glad I don't live there now.
Yeah, I'm a firm believer that if my house has a bear near it, that's probably not a good thing.
Yeah, that photo is taken out the picture window, which is to the left of the front door. You can see that there's a stoop sort of in front of the bear, a little step.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were to step up and go to the right, you would be facing the front door. But those are my trees and landscaping in the background. It's definitely that home.
Damn.
And I was like, oh my goodness. And then thank you all for your bear puns when I shared that in the pre-show.
Yes. Yes. It was
unbearable.
It was a grisly event, and I'm glad they caught it with their Kodiak camera. There you go.
And that bear has the polar opposite of my charisma. I believe that's all the bear puns we can do.
I'm pretty sure we have run out of bear puns. Just make sure you know how you spell those, you know, because it's Bears and there's
Bear. Yeah. So there is proof positive that the Yankee Swamp Fox and I are genuine country boys.
You are mountain men.
We are. That's right.
That's right.
Killed us some bears when we were only three.
Thank you, Davy Crockett. Oh, wait, that so you, he's always that's
it. Would be Swamp Fox Crockett and then Goonie Crockett.
Goonie Crockett, king of the charisma.
Oh, we have to rewrite this. I didn't even think of that.
Sometimes it just comes right off the top of my head. And then I have to put that on top of my head back on. It's just not good.
I'll bet you that hurts.
No, it does. I mean, it'd be hurt more if there was something in there. But, you know, it just, you know, when you put the top back on, it just does that rattle noise because of the empty space.
Yeah. So let's see. So that was my one animal story. The other one is on Thursday, Peaches had her spay.
Spay?
Yeah.
What happened? You know, like clubs of the diamonds.
She had, no, not spayed, spay, like a hysterectomy for her dog.
Oh.
And hers was a little more involved because she's A, 6 years old, and B, had 4 or 5 litters of puppies.
Hmm.
So, and vets and medical people always want to tell you stuff you don't need to know. Like, yeah, the uterus fell apart in my hand after I removed it.
Ew.
Don't really need to know that.
And not even as a joke,
you know, and she had an ear infection as well. I don't believe the two things are related, but she's recovering. And I have spent the last 4 nights on the couch because I feel bad for her.
Aww.
Great. So you had spent nights on the couch
because she's sleeping in the family room. We had to find a way to. She wants to play with the other dog. She's recovering fine, I think. She had a low-grade fever yesterday, but it seems to have gone away, and she's eating and drinking and peeing and pooping, and the vet was like, nah, I'm gonna bring her in. She's fine.
Well, that's good.
And then I had to go take her temperature, which I don't even want to think about, but Hurricane managed to do it with a people ear thermometer, and her temperature was normal. For a dog.
Oh.
This sounds very suspect.
Yeah, I don't know. I was out at Walmart buying a new toaster oven because that crapped out this weekend. You know, more in the life of the goon where everything is old and has lots of mileage on it. But you would turn it on and the little power light would flicker on and off, which I considered a bad thing.
Flickers are never... Probably, yeah, no, they're not good.
And I don't know how old it is, but probably 15 years old. So it was time for a new one.
Okay.
So I went to that bastion of American capitalism, Walmart, and I purchased a new one.
Wally World.
Exactly. And so let's see. We did that. We did the grill. I mean, I didn't blow the house up with the grill, so there's that.
Not yet. I mean, the summer is still
summer is young.
Thank you for your support.
We have such faith in you.
My neighbors kind of thought that too. They were like, "Don't worry, we'll come over and look at you." While you're on fire before we put it out.
Well, that's nice.
Just
going to look at you while you're on fire?
Well, they've never seen a man on fire.
They should see the movie.
Man on Fire?
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't bad at all.
Denzel Washington.
A great man.
Absolutely. 100%.
So what else shall we talk about today, gentlemen?
Well, how about... I feel like Sheldon Cooper on The Big Bang Theory. Let's talk about flags.
Somebody, what happened? There was a pause there.
Huh?
There was a pause there, and I'm not sure why.
Oh, did you not hear me?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm still here, right? Testing 1, 2, 3. Yes.
Your hair? Yes.
Cool. Neat. Okay.
Yes, since we had problems earlier.
We had all kinds of problems earlier, folks. It's just technical difficulties up the wazoo. No, flags. So I said I felt like Sheldon Cooper from the Big Bang Theory. We're going to talk about flags. Apparently, the county at which I live in, Howard County, Maryland, which had a proper flag, which was a variation on the state flag, which if you know the state flag of Maryland, is the best state flag there is.
No.
Sorry.
It's a doozy flag.
No, it's perfect.
These are lies.
Nope, it's perfect. It's historical. It takes us back to our roots in the English Commonwealth, and Howard County had a flag which was a variation on the state flag, and they've ruined it and replaced it with some modern art piece of poo that has no meaning to anybody anywhere. And that's how I feel about that.
I'm sure it means something to somebody.
Well, they said it was a more inclusive flag. And my problem with that concept is inclusive of what? Because, ladies and gentlemen, and again, I will include the old and new side by side. Because for those of you who are not familiar with the flag of the state of Maryland, it is the coat of arms of Lord Calvert, the Earl of Baltimore. In the upper left and lower right corners, there is a quartered section of red and white squares with a cross in the middle. I'm sorry, that's the upper right and lower left corners. Upper left and lower right is a black and yellow vertical stripes with a diagonal line running through them. And wherever the diagonal is, the black is swapped with yellow and the yellow is swapped with black. That's referred to as counterchanging. And the black and yellow part is the Calvert coat of arms. The red and white is Calvert's wife's coat of arms, which is the Crossland family. The Crossland family was very prominent in Howard County, so they took the Crossland part and they put a wheat sheaf in the upper left corner and a little mini map of the county in the lower right corner. So it had some meaning. And now they've replaced it with this thing that sort of has a sun and the sky and some, I think they're going for green ground and a yellow and white lines, which I guess is supposed to be farming, but I don't know. I don't know. It's like, I don't know. It's supposed to be inclusive. I don't know what the old one was not inclusive of or who the old one was not inclusive of. I don't know.
I think that's the point. You and Bernie Sanders just don't know, right?
We don't know. We don't know. I don't know. It's a revolution.
Did you see the latest Sanders on Rogan?
I heard he actually went. I have not watched it. I don't know how he did.
You don't need to watch.
Okay.
To hear. There's a clip of him just saying, I don't know. I'm not an expert. I don't know. And it gets to the point when you wonder, why did you come here? Because he points out once again, it's just the billionaire's problem. And he said, well, what happened to the millionaires? Oh, I became one. And so it's no longer a problem. You know, that was the first hint. Then it's,
sure.
Climate change is such a serious problem, but you just drove a flight. You flew a private jet to get here. Well, we have staff and all these things, and we need special accommodations. Everything that he went through, you know, Mr. Rogan pointed out, much like, you know, your abomination of a flag.
Right.
It was preposterous.
Wow. Well, the thing with Sanders, and you, if you go back and look at his history, he's probably the only communist who actually got thrown out of a commune for causing trouble and not doing enough work.
No kidding. He was there and didn't do anything.
Yeah.
Hey, he was living up to his full potential.
Yeah. I mean, well, he was, you know, telling everybody what, you know, how bad things are and holding meetings and stuff like that, but he wasn't doing anything useful. And, you know, at a commune, everybody needs to be doing something useful.
So, nothing.
Yeah, otherwise you end up somewhere else, right?
Which is what happened. Yeah.
Nothing in his life has changed. You realize that, right?
Yeah, he's never done anything useful.
Well, no, he's a politician. Politicians generally don't do useful things.
And again, nothing has changed. So here we are. We're sadly years into this whole debacle. And because one, do you know how long that man has been in the Senate?
300 years.
No, how long has he been?
He was in the Roman Senate first, wasn't he? With Joe Biden.
That's right. And we were voting for Caligula, but he was no gun for the people.
Anyway.
Caligula?
Caligula, yeah.
That was...
I don't know what to say.
Are you familiar with the individual, Chief?
I know how bad that person who says he's a human was.
Okay.
Yeah, so I don't understand how that man is older than the... I mean, this dude is old.
Yes. And you know, yeah. How old is Bernie Sanders? Hold on. He's in his 80s, right?
Correct.
I want to say 81, 82. That's going to be my guess.
83.
Wow.
18 years.
He's been in the Senate for 18 years.
Yeah. How long was Joe Biden in the Senate?
Well, okay. So how long was Joe Biden, or how long does he think he was in there?
How long was he in there?
Let's see. Wow. He went to the Senate in 1972.
Holy that was when he was good. Elected. He started January 3rd, 1973.
Right. He started in 73. He said, right. Right. U.S. Senator from 73 to 2009. That's 36 years for those of us counting.
Uh-huh.
That's six terms.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Of doing nothing.
Yeah.
Nope. He went on record. He went on record saying the hard R on the floor of the Senate.
The who to who?
But you are unaware of this?
I don't know nothing. What happened?
Do you know what the soft A and hard R refer to?
Oh, yes. Yes. I'm sorry. Okay. You said hard R. Okay. A soft A, hard R. Yes, I absolutely.
Now that we're all on the same page.
Yes. Now that we're all on the same page. Me, I'm sorry. I apologize. I am tragically Caucasian.
He had to make sure that everyone knew. I don't understand. Of all the people that they say, you know, you may be a racist, there's not been one person who, like, I need this read in, and it was recorded just for posterity.
Is it okay if I don't include these in the show notes? I'm pretty sure we'd have to change things if I include that link.
We'll probably lose our of the family. Family rating. Friendly rating.
Yeah, I want to stay family friendly.
This is what happens when we censor history. People don't know these things. Isn't that right?
Used the N-word. My gosh.
But see, when
I don't know how you're surprised.
What would you consider the N-word? Because what is it, what people say in rap songs, or is it what Biden said on the Senate floor?
I'm going to go with the hard R, Chief. It's, you know.
Yeah, so it's it's amazing. And yet this is why an update to last week's show, when Cuomo actually asked Adams to step aside.
Mm-hmm.
And let Zohran basically destroy the city of New York.
So basically what you're telling me is, since Cuomo didn't get the primary, he's gone full Joker.
Yeah, everything burned.
Yep. Yeah. See, this is why I just feel bad for the folks in that city. Yeah. But no longer.
Is there anybody even running as a Republican?
I don't know.
And there is.
They're not going to win.
Well, Adams is running as independent. Does he have any chance?
He thinks he's going to get 700,000 people.
Is he shipping them in from, Venezuela?
We'll see. Because he thinks that moderate Dems and basically everyone Republicans is going to be like, look, we survived through you. We know that this is a death sentence.
Better the devil we know. Literally.
I think that's what they're thinking.
Wow.
Well, much like the movie you quoted, they may just say, I like the clown. And we see how bad things can get.
And
I have stopped feeling bad for people that voted in. They obviously don't know.
So they will get what they vote for.
What's his last name? Mondami?
Yeah.
He made a cute little animated flick about this wonderful concept they have of, government-run social housing for everyone. I'm like, yeah, we did that in the 60s. It was called The Projects. Didn't really work out because the government doesn't know how to run anything unless they're running it into the ground.
Worked out with JJ on that show, Good Times.
It did. It was really good because now he's like, pushing, healthcare and life insurance. So, yeah.
There you go.
Here's all I know. He stated he wanted government-run grocery stores.
Yeah, those will work out well.
Can hardly wait.
That is how you get the bread lines.
Mm-hmm.
That's
you can't have a bread line unless you own the bread.
So this is it.
So that's sort of a rule. I'm waiting for the mass exodus of rich people and the attempt by the mayor to charge them as they leave, because many despots and blue state people try that maneuver too. They try that in California.
Nothing in California will be like what will happen in New York.
Yep, yeah. I'm still trying to figure out how the city with the largest population of Jewish people outside of Israel is going to be run by a guy who pretty sure is not a fan of Jewish people. Just, I'm going to throw that one on the wall and see if it sticks.
Because he said he wanted to close down all the synagogues to make that social housing?
Yeah,
I heard he was going to put all the Jewish people in like one area, kind of concentrate them so that they can all live together and speak the same language. It'll be better for them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be his least territorial demand.
Yeah.
Yep. At some Dem congressman in Texas said that the people who passed away and all the terrible flooding down there, but before we talk about that, Chief, your family okay? I know they're in San Antonio, but that's closer than we are to the affected area.
Yes, they are fine. It is, even though it was north, it was hours away. Now, here's the thing.
It's Texas. What? Everything's hours away.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's 7 hours away. I kept telling people 12 because the way that I looked at the way that my wife takes it, and I didn't realize she makes that many stops. So I kept saying 12 hours. It is really only 7 hours. Either way, it was far, there are so many conspiracies. I had not heard of blue sky glass until 2 days ago. But apparently that is another one of those geo cloud seeding operations, and they said that is what caused this freak thing to come out of nowhere.
Blue sky glass.
This is something like the one they have up in Alaska, Chief?
No, that would be the HARP.
Yeah.
This is the thing that was in Saudi Arabia and caused that place to flood. At least that's what they're saying.
What is it?
I assume it's a chemical, but some kind of chemical that's not silver iodide.
Yeah, must be way more better.
Well, yeah, define better.
Much more better.
20 inches of rain in that little amount of time. I mean, the river rose 26 feet in 45 minutes. Other than a dam breaking, I don't know how you do that.
Right.
Well, and I know nothing. I know that out here, I'm so close to being prepared for just about every situation, and as I was explaining to my son, and yet then have you guys ever watched the series The Chosen?
Yeah.
I haven't watched all of it. I watched some of it. Yeah.
All right. In the first season, not Thomas, but it was one of the guys, the zealot. Who was the zealot?
Simon.
Well, the zealot.
Simon.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Because there were two of them. Simon called Peter, and then Simon the zealot. Right. So yes. It was one of those memes. It says your plans, and then it was God, and he said, "Let me see your dagger." And he took the dagger and he threw it into the water. He smiled at him. And it's like, you can have all the plans you want. doesn't mean that's what's going down here. So yes.
I'm a little concerned about the concept of weather modification and people who just bandy that term around. Holy crud.
Yeah, well, this is where we're at. We're humans. We know better until we don't. And then it goes horribly wrong. And then we know better and we blame it on something else. So people online
coding going on right now.
You mean like
they're blaming on climate change. And I was like, yeah, you guys claim to change the climate. Like, no, it was global warming. Like that had nothing to do with it at all.
No.
Yes. I love the ghouls who are out there going, well, you cut their budget, you get what you pay for. I'm like, one, that's a horrible, horrible attitude. Two, the budget doesn't get cut till the beginning of the fiscal year, you moron.
Well, the president responded to that today. Or, well, not the president. Forgive me for not knowing the press secretary's name. I really like her, and I cannot seem to remember her name.
Oh.
Call it blonde because they're all blonde in his cabinet.
Yeah. Ah. But she said,
Caroline Leavitt.
Caroline Leavitt, thank you.
She is.
Ms. Leavitt said, Mrs.?
Well, I think it's Ms. Leavitt, but she's married. Yeah.
So you're saying there's no chance for me?
Zero.
There was never a chance for you. Let me help you.
Thanks for keeping it real, Chief. A reporter asked that question, do you think any of the budget cuts are there? She goes, and she said, A, what you said, you know, those cuts don't start till next time. B, the office that is directly responsible for that area was fully staffed. They're supposed to have 12 meteorologists. They do. And they were all on duty because they saw this coming. And people had warnings and watches and had some notice. It wasn't just the half hour notice She goes, but you know what? Nature decided to have this happen in the middle of the night. The administration can't help that.
Right.
You know, and something else I would...
Irons might have helped, but you know, yeah.
Don't yell at me till I'm done. And then you can yell if you'd like to.
Right.
The camp where the 28 girls are missing. Mm-hmm. And one adult, one counselor. Look, even one death is a tragedy. Do you know how many people were in that camp?
Like 700 plus?
750. You know, given how fast... Yeah?
The death toll is way above that.
So for that camp?
For the camp or for the whole?
For the camp.
Oh, wow.
Because they're only... Right now, they're reporting 80-some, or they were this morning.
That is correct.
Now, is the 80 for the whole area or just the one camp?
No, because... The floods killed over 100 people. The camp, I think it, when I last checked, it was 56 adults, 28 children.
From the one camp?
Yes.
Wow.
Where they had 750.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's like 10%.
It is, but if this were a plane crash and you had those numbers, you would look at it and go, okay, it's a tragedy, but a lot of people survived.
You know, that's a very Stalin way of thinking.
I understand that it is. The point is, it wasn't nothing that was done. Something was done for that percentage of people to survive.
Yes, but
you know, was it enough? Was it the best that could be done? Well, no, because everybody didn't survive.
Right. Yes. You know, the alarms have taken care of the extra 10% that didn't make it.
Don't know.
Right. We don't know.
Don't know. I know the head of the county down there. Mm-hmm. Is it Kerr County? Whatever the county is. I remembered that. Yeah. The man who is in charge is called like the judge of the county or something like that. It was an unusual title. And he said, you know, many years ago, in the last big flood that they talk about there was in the 80s sometime. I'm not saying there were no floods since then, but the one, you know, everybody says, oh, the great flood of 1980 something.
Right.
They were going to put in a warning system and it just got too expensive.
What price now?
It's easy for us to Monday morning quarterback.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
But did they make the right decision at the time? I mean, 1980, whatever, it was a long time ago.
Yeah.
It doesn't help anybody now. It certainly doesn't help the families that lost someone, especially if they lost a child. But as an engineer, I look at it and go, okay, this is, I guess I look at it as, given the percentages that we had and the
potential loss of life.
Yeah, I don't know what word to use. The strength of the event, you know, how quickly it came on and how strong the floodwaters were. It seems like we might be able to increase the protection level. It seems doable to me. It doesn't seem like just throwing my hands up and going, well, that's it. Anyway, I don't really know where I was going with that, but I look at it and go, you're not talking about the good aspects of what happened. Lots of people got away.
Right.
Now the good questions to ask are not who's responsible, mm-hmm. but how do we make those numbers smaller of the people who died?
Have you seen the proposal?
No.
Because this has been discussed. And this is what I was wondering if, you know, just the attacks in October that happened in Israel. Mm-hmm. One of the most weaseliest, you know, countries that have intelligence everywhere to not know something. They had to let it happen because it was going to allow them to do something. And that is where my mind went. Okay, what do they want to do that they were being blocked? What will they be able to do now that, because since you brought it up, you know, one death is tragedy, but 80 deaths is statistic. You know, the old Stalin quote, except he said, you know, multiple deaths or something like that.
Yeah.
The idea is, will they be able to completely revamp the weather system? Will they get rid of whole groups? What will be the fallout from this? That's what I want to see.
If there was engineered weather, will those weapons be outlawed?
Or was this the proof of concept and now they will be further weaponized?
There's that outcome too.
Yeah, with regard to the music festival being literally an inside job at this point, right? You're making the argument that they knew it was going to happen and they didn't do anything because it was the catalyst for them to do things later. That same argument was made about Pearl Harbor, you know.
And 9/11.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is that true? Yes, we have many instances of we need this to happen so that we can properly retaliate.
Right. Hey, Goon, I've got good news for you.
What's that?
Well, it turns out Caroline Leavitt only got married in January. And she married a guy. She's 27. She married a guy who was 59. So had you known, like, in November, you might have had a shot.
No, I said that because he's been happily married for decades.
Yeah.
How long have we been married, Goon?
42 years.
How long have you been happily married?
32 years.
That is officially the only answer. There you go, sir. You have
this is a test. This going up on the internet.
Yeah, see, so that is why I said Goon's charisma knows no bounds. I have witnessed this. So I was not doubting that capability. I was doubting the capability of him waking up the next day after making such a statement while betrothed to the hearse.
It is hard to wake up when you're dead.
Yeah, that's why with my story earlier, I ran into the garage yelling, golly, 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 golly. My thumb still hurts. It took all of the skin off the knuckle.
I would rather have that than the Kardashian treatment. Okay.
You know what? I think I'm with you.
Yes, I would rather drop like barbells on my feet than get stung in the face. If I had a choice, like if I'm standing there as a choice, all right, Crutch, here's your choice. I'm like, yep, I'll take the barbells. Thanks.
Yeah. Pink just keeps looking at me like, you want to trade?
Since you don't have one, I'm pretty sure.
That's going to hurt. It was going to hurt is what that is.
Well, I'm not going to think about that anymore.
At least she's not having to wear the cone of shame.
No, that's true.
She's wearing the onesie of relative comfort.
But now, does that one come with like a little hole for the tail?
It does.
It's so cute.
It does. And you're supposed to undo it when you let the dog go outside to pee.
Well, yeah.
Well, what do we? Well, yeah. You would have thought of that, huh?
Yeah.
Sure you would have. I believe you.
Thank you.
I didn't think of it right after we had washed the onesie. And she came back in and I went,
it's a onesie, not a depends.
Am I supposed to undo this? And I got the look.
From Wendy or the hurricane?
From the hurricane.
Okay.
Wendy and Stitch. Wendy and Stitch were rolling around on the ground laughing.
Like I just pooed my pants and it's all Daddy's fault.
Yep.
Exactly. Yep.
Peaches was shaking her head ruefully.
This is embarrassing. I don't have opposable thumbs.
So she was back in the cone of shame while I went downstairs and washed the onesie again. Fortunately, we have a quick wash cycle that did the trick.
You should get a twosie so you have it in a second one.
You know, I'm driving over to your domicile when we're done with the show.
Yes.
Ding dong.
Nope, sorry. I'm not going to let you in. I'll see you on the camera.
You see me on the camera.
Mm-hmm. Go away.
Hey, guess what worked this weekend? I do have some good news.
What worked this weekend? God, the list is so short.
A lawnmower.
Oh, wow. Really?
Well, sort of, right? I fixed everything that was broken. Right now, Showcat is tickling the top of my foot with her claw. So if I start laughing at inappropriate times, that'll be why.
Well, let's not talk about floods anymore so people don't get the wrong impression.
Right.
That would be really awkward.
Yes. So I fixed the cable. And I started cutting the lawn, and I filled up the bag for clippings. I filled one up, and I stopped the lawnmower, and I emptied the bag, and I looked and said, I really should tidy up these cables so they look a little neater.
Mm-hmm.
I went and got tie wraps, and I tidied them up, and I put the bag back on, and I tried to start the mower, and it wouldn't start. Golly, I said.
Golly. A lot of gollies this weekend.
And as it turns out, the problem was that when I tie-wrapped the cables,
mm-hmm.
they no longer, the one that is the kill switch, no longer had enough tension to keep the switch open. And the reason I didn't use the little plastic holder that came with it is because whenever you pulled the switch, that thing popped out of its holder on the handle.
Okay.
However, I knew a way to keep it on there, and so do both of you.
That's true.
I fixed it. Yes. I got rid of the tie wraps, which weren't working, got some duct tape, put that on there, and finished the lawn.
There you go.
Mission accomplished. By God, I should be at NASA.
Feet
fixing Apollo. Fixing Apollo 13.
Yeah. Well, government contract, they're probably still working on it.
The way the rockets are going right now, we'll be using the Saturn V to get back to the moon.
I don't know that we're going back to the moon. Yeah, exactly.
If we go to the moon, they'll just prove that we were never there and that it's hollow and the Nazis are there.
Okay.
Did I cover them all? Chief,
I think you got all the conspiracy theories in one sentence there.
That was a moonapalooza.
No, you missed the cheese.
Oh, true. Yeah, you're right. That's right. Green cheese.
Yep. There's that. And it's not just Nazis on the dark side of the moon anymore. There's more.
Yeah.
Everybody got there? Pink.
Well, blue. They are friends.
Okay.
But you know, they made a part three of Iron Skies. I did not watch it yet.
Really?
Yeah.
An aficionado like you.
Look, man, I'm.
You got some downtime while you wait for your face to stop swelling.
No, see, you would think so.
I would.
But I've finally got the chickens trained, so I'm.
Now so I'm trying, not gonna watch TV with you.
I'm trying to get them to consider. Paper wasps, the staple of their diet.
As a delicacy. Yeah. Look, Daddy's feeding those paper wasps.
I will let them loose as they go forth and, you know, plunder.
But see, now you made a short joke at my expense to describe why I would not have been hit and you were. In that the nest is up high, correct?
Yes.
How would the chickens get to there?
You know how...
They're shorter than I am. Which is not saying much, but you know.
Okay. Do you know how high they can jump?
I've never seen chicken jumping, no.
Yeah, so not only do they jump, but they flap, which gets them even higher.
It's sort of flying.
Yeah, it's a struggle. It's actually painful.
The struggle was real.
Yeah, these, and the fact, most likely, if I tried to get the chickens to eat where the wasps are, they'd kill themselves because they're that dumb.
Well, you know, there is that phrase, bird brain.
Yeah, but bird brain, you know, has brain in the word. These chickens are, it pains me. I just really do not understand how they have survived thousands of years. Like, it makes zero sense.
Well, they're the result of what the dinosaurs finally turned into.
Lies. It isn't. None of that is possible. These are the most retarded animals. I really just don't know anything that is dumber.
So what you're telling me, that Heihei on Moana was an accurate representation.
I didn't see that, so I'm not sure. And okay. Sheep at least, they go in a pack, so it takes one of them to do the dumb things, and then the rest of them just follow that.
Mm-hmm.
But at least they have the common sense to follow. I mean, much like lemmings, who I need to go on this. I'm just following the next guy. And so if the next guy encounters problems, then obviously I'm going to encounter problems. Chickens, they're like, I'm going to just run to my death. Oh, I died. You know, where's my respawn? There's no respawn. It's over. Every time I go after them, is now at least I can snap my fingers and they go to where they're supposed to. But before, I would have to run and they'd run into a corner, start squealing. You know, like, you, number one, you're the one who ran into the corner. If I were a predator, you'd be dead. You have over 300 square feet to move around in, and you're like, I'm gonna go right here where I can't do anything else and die. At least the goats, you know, they play dead. They just freeze up and fall over. You know, there's thought that's put into that.
It's a coping mechanism.
Yeah, not. I'm gonna put my head in the corner. I can't see him, so obviously he can't see me anymore. You know,
la 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 la.
Nothing to see here. Move along now.
All righty. Well, we've gone full circle. We started with the wasps, and we've ended with the wasps.
It's always the wasps.
It's always the wasps. Yeah, we'll have to do something about them. Mm-hmm.
Working on it.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you once again for spending some time, letting us blow off some steam, rant a little bit, work on that whole self-therapy. But we'll be back next week with another show. Before we go, as always, the Goon has a few words to say for our sponsors.
Tonight's episode brought to you by the Crooked Boys Man Training Services. Help you survive the coming apocalypse. The Chief predicted it, and now Swamp Fox and the Goon will show you how to survive by teaching you essential techniques like reptile care, bear wrestling, surviving on moonshine, coffee, and pipe tobacco. These and many more skills await you, taught by authentic country boys Swamp Fox and Goonie Crockett. Another Happy Pole enterprise. And Goon and Swamp Fox Moonshine, created by men whose family knows what moonshine should taste like. Great prices and discreet delivery. The authorities, I mean your neighbors, need not know your personal shopping habits. Generations of taste in every bottle. Order now before the revenuers show up. And the Swamp Fox Resort by Yankee Swamp Fox. Train like a man in the wilderness of Connecticut. Have Swamp Fox show you valuable skills while you vacation. Picking rocks out of the garden, wood gathering, growing your own food and animals, welding, pipe smoking, facial hair growing, and lawn tractor modification and racing. He will make a man out of you, suburban maggots, or you just won't make it home. This contributes to his 100% success rate. Occasional special visits by the Chief to remind you what is coming.
Swimming with the Fish is produced by Happy Pole LLC. Copyright 2025. All rights reserved.